Hey everyone, it's your girl Paula, the Hot Girl Healer. Welcome back to another episode. On this episode, we will be going over Mercury retrograde and how it's going to affect the signs Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, since these three signs are the one who's going to be feeling it the most, at least in this month. So with this Mercury retrograde, it has nothing to do with your toxic ex. And if you think that you're the toxic ex, sorry, not sorry. So let's jump into the sign of Aquarius. Aquariuses are ruled by the planet Uranus and Saturn. This being said, because of this, Uranus and Saturn gives you a big thinking energy. Definitely big thinkers, strategizers. I can't even talk. Sorry, y'all. And it gives you a lot of strength, a lot of power, physical power and strength as well, where it's, you know, you're going hard, working out. You know, you could build a whole playground by yourself. It's just you really having that strength and mind frame where, you know, your big thinking energy does power you. It does give you that strength to really conquer anything by yourself. So since Mercury retrograde is in transit, with that being said, it is going to make you feel weak and vulnerable and tired and feeling, you know, unmotivated and thinking that you can't accomplish anything or that you are too weak to bench press 350 pounds, whatever. It's just you not having that mind frame that you usually do. Also for Aquariuses, this month with Mercury retrograde in transit, it is going to affect your travel plans. So I would suggest leaving a little bit earlier, because I could even see going to work. A lot of y'all are gonna be barely making it, and you know, being late. And we don't want that for y'all. We want you to be on time, like Aquariuses usually are. So we could see that happening for you as well. It's not so much of an ex relationship type of energy with this retrograde. It's just more of a self energy where it is going to leave you feeling drained, really, for both Gemini, Libra, and Aquariuses. It's also going to leave a lot of blockages with your communication. Since Mercury is the planet of communication, we see like failed text messages and emails and just you not knowing how to communicate correctly or even form a sentence how you usually would or how you would want to. So we see that being a little bit of a struggle for Aquariuses, at least this month, maybe even going into, we could say mid-February, around the 16th, we could see it being a bit of a struggle for you. Let's go ahead and touch on the sign Libra. Libra is one of the planets ruled by Venus, just like Taurus. So this will affect Libra's lack of, you know, it would affect, sorry, the harmony and balance that Libras usually carry. They are known for, you know, beauty and grace and balance in all things. And we see this being stirred up a little bit, more so in money and just like Aquariuses, we're traveling. So if you are making any traveling plans for money, this is definitely going to be affected. We could see more so with bad weather. And we could see Libras are a little, you know, on the late side, so we could see y'all needing to set your alarm at least 2 hours earlier, because we could see a lot of mishaps, losing the shoes, keys, hating your outfit, not feeling pretty enough, not feeling good enough about yourself. So we could see Mercury retrograde affecting you in that way as well. We could also feel a lot with your energy actually with Mercury retrograde. We could see you feeling less motivated to bring balance to your life with cleaning, going for a walk, going out for a dance, reading a book. We could feel like you really don't want to be bothered by that. We could see you wanting to lay in bed, not get up and get dressed. And even overspending, it's just you overly spending on food and just binging. So Spirit is just saying, be mindful again for you. Libra, it really doesn't have anything to do about it, ex. It's more so with self-love for you and appreciating yourself. We do see you being hard on yourself and really not wanting to make any positive changes, at least at the moment, to make yourself feel better. So what I do suggest is go out to a club, dance in front of a mirror, splurge on getting a full set of nails, take yourself on a date, appreciate you and love you. And that will help bring back the peace and harmony that Libras are known for and that self-love that you guys always radiate. Now for Geminis in the sign of Mercury retrograde, sorry y'all, this Mercury retrograde got me stuttering too. For the sign of Gemini, with this Mercury retrograde, it's going to affect you. And mind you, y'all are, you know, ruled by the sign Mercury, which is definitely going to affect your communication. So if you're Gemini, sun, moon, or rising like myself, you know, you're going to be stumbling over your words, I mean, quite a bit. So please forgive me. This is going to affect your voice, your outgoing personality. It is going to trigger you. It is going to make you, you know, we don't want to say be more humble, but just more quiet, more soft-spoken. We can see you not really wanting to voice your opinion or stick up for others because of the lack of communication that you want to do. I feel like you're just going to be irritated by it or bothered by it. It's just like, you know, why even voice something if nothing's going to change? So we could see you being in that type of energy. We also see with Geminis in this transit of Mercury retrograde being triggered severely to bring back karmic debt to others, which could be a good and bad thing. So remember, sometimes it's not your job to bring that karmic debt to everyone, but we do see you paying your debt by giving others their karmic debt, I should say, would be a better way to say it. So we see you bringing karma to others while you're paying off your karmic debt, teaching others lessons because you have already learned them and that's something they need to learn. So Geminis, you're going to be quite busy with this transit Mercury retrograde because you are the sign of communication. You're ruled by the planet of communication. So, you know, this could be you not communicating with others to teach them a lesson, which I see would be perfect for you. Not going out your way to let others know how you feel and letting their mind wander would be a perfect way to pay someone else their karmic that they need to pay off. Don't let Mercury retrograde really take over y'all's lives and ruin your day. This goes for anyone, not just Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Don't always feed into the hype about Mercury retrograde, because really sometimes it doesn't have to do with an ex. It could be with leaving a job, leaving past friends in the past and not letting them come back. Not all the time is it about love. So if your spiritual advisor or really just anyone that you're getting advice to, giving advice to, I would definitely look into it, because like I said, not all the time Mercury retrograde is about love. It's about breaking old habits, making new habits, breaking a cycle, breaking changes. Thank you guys so much for listening. I greatly appreciate y'all, and I hope you have a great evening or day or afternoon, wherever it is, wherever you're at. Thanks for listening.